Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I've had a wonderful time this weekend.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I just love it when we can punch the devil in the nose and knock him out. You know, you can count on one thing, you know, when you have a victory, you know, gain a victory against him. You can count on him trying to come back, you know. Another area at a later date, you know. He comes immediately to steal. Steal what?
The Word. The
Word of God. If he can steal the Word, you know, he's got you whipped, you know. That's what you lean on. It's the Word of God, you know. I want to talk about that just a little bit tonight. Share from the Word concerning that, maybe in an indirect way, but you know, you heard this morning how important the Word of God was, you know, and you've heard it in the past, you've heard it. How many of you get it? You know, we can hear things, but we got to get it.
That's right.
You know, we can't just hear it. We got to get it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. I can ever remember, even in the 90s, I don't think I ever remember being this caught up in the Spirit concerning what's about to happen in the elections. I don't think I ever have. I've seen others that had, you know, some of the same issues back in the 90s. Preachers were going after, you know, some of the issues, you know, like abortion, you know it. But I don't think I ever felt what I've been feeling here lately concerning those things. It's just that, you know, I want to pull away and he draws me right back in concerning those things. You know, because he has a vision for humanity and it doesn't include killing babies.
Amen.
Especially after they're born. You're a little baby and you're born in a botched abortion. Doesn't mean you're penalized and sentenced to die. Just believe for the righteous to prevail.
Amen.
Send those angels forth in the enemy's camp to cause confusion. Make a stand between now and the 4th.
Yeah.
Make a stand. If you've never made a stand before, make a stand now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Turn with me to John 14. Glory be to God. I've been so blessed over the years. I remember a time, you know, when I pastored here, that I remember one point in my life that, you know, because of the disease that attacked my body, there was times I could, you know, barely get to a service, make it through the service to get back to the office, or I could get off my feet because the diabetes and the neuropathy had advanced so fast in my body. I remember one time that Sister Beth and I and some others went to Peru And things got so bad. Now we made in my body. We made I forget now how many cities we went to. There was Lima. We preached in Juan Cavalica. We preached in Paramonga. We preached in Warrell. That's what I couldn't think of, Olga, when I was trying to think of that. Warrell. And you know, so we made a good four cities or so. Beth can attest to it. You know, in between those crusades, those campaigns, I was barely getting there. You know, I was trying to make a stand, but it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. I wondered at times, I thought, man, am I going to have to go home while I'm on a foreign land? You know, it was that bad at times, you know, the pain. But I got back. You know, I'd been making a stand, but I didn't know what I was making a stand for. Just healing. I knew that I was making a stand for healing and for a miracle, but I didn't know what I was making a stand for. I didn't know what had attacked my body at that time. So when I got back, I would say we made a decision, but actually it's Pastor Shelley that made a decision. You know, that we were going to find out what it was. So we went to a doctor locally down at Hugoton at the time. She diagnosed it right away. Began to give me some things that would start changing things around. I was still wanting to make a stand, and there had been times I could barely make it into a service in that other building that we had there. You know, I'd make it to the building if I could make it, and then that anointing would fall. Well, you know, the Holy Spirit would come in those services, and I was okay. I could go ahead and do what He'd called me to do, and step right back out through the door of the sanctuary into the office. You know, it would come back on me again. It's been a lot of sleepless nights walking the floor, calling those things that weren't as though they were. A lot. I don't even remember some of those times. It was that bad. I don't remember the messages that I preached over in the sanctuary. But He's faithful, and He'll bring you through. But you can't quit standing. You got to know who your God is. You got to know what He'll do for you. Regardless of who you are, if you know Him, you got to know what He'll do for you. And you got to know how to make a stand, what it takes to make one, and then you got to do it. You can't just know. I know to do this, and I've been taught all those years on making that stand. But you can be taught all those times on making that stand, and if you're not grounded in it, you got a problem, because when that pain or that disease or whatever infirmity it is comes and attacks your body, you can forget a lot of things.
That's right.
About what to do. But I can, you know, I went to Dr. Mitchell in Hugoton. You know, and the first thing she said was, she said, you know, we got to get you out of pain. Well, I knew she was right, because there was so much pain I couldn't even concentrate on what the Word of God said. You know, sometimes it was, thank you, Jesus. The rest of it wouldn't even come out. You know, there was so much pain. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And it was, you know, it was so bad that a lot of it that I knew, I just couldn't get out. And You know, so I knew she was right. I didn't want to take pain medication, you know, any more than any of you all would have wanted to. I didn't want to. But I knew she was right. So she gave me some very strong stuff for pain. It took a lot to get the pain under control. She said, now you'll probably be on this the rest of your life. I thought, I don't think so. You know, but you know how they are, you know, they mean well. She even asked me a few spiritual questions, you know, that I was able to answer, you know, while I was seeing her during those times. She got to know pretty well where I stood. You know, but she said, you'll have to stay on this the rest of your life, and there's some other things that you'll have to take along the way. You'll have to stay on that. Well, one thing she did do, she got me out of pain enough that then I could start, you know, laying onto my healing that God had provided so many, you know, 2,000 years ago. And I was able to start laying into that, start claiming that for my own. I was able to do the things that I knew to do from that point on.
Amen.
So, you know, if you're wondering, say, now, should I take my medication? You know, I'm sick. I got this infirmity or that infirmity. Should I take my medication? Yeah, the answer is yes. You know, you say, well, yeah, but if I take my medication, then that means I'm not walking in faith. Oh, that's not correct, because the medication has nothing to do with whether you, as an individual, has the faith or not. That has nothing to do with it. So, well, should I take pain medication? Well, let me ask you this. If you have a young son, Jared, come here. If you have a young son, and you've been with him, how old are you now?
15.
You've been with him 15 years from the time he was a little baby. And he's got some infirmity that's attached to his body. And he's in so much pain. Now, he's your son. And he's got some infirmity that is attached to his body. And he's in so much pain that he can't even talk to you. Are you going to say, well, you're my son. Tough it out, stay in pain the rest of your life. I don't think so. What are you going to do? Well, you're going to do whatever necessary. A doctor or whatever, pain medication or whatever, to get him out of the pain.
Amen.
Well, if you love your son that much, how much more does your Father in heaven love you?
Amen.
So you say, well, do I take pain medication? Well, if you're in so much pain that you can't even make a stand to receive your healing, then you need to do whatever necessary to be able to make that stand.
Right.
Know this, that pain medication or that medication that a doctor gives you is not your answer.
Right.
It's only a temporary thing to get you from one place into the other place. And that's that place called done.
That's right.
Already healed. Manifestation of that healing. That's what it's for. But if you come to me and you say, do I make a stand or do I go to the doctor? I'm going to tell you to go to the doctor. Because you've already revealed something to me. You wouldn't have come and asked me if you were able to make that stand. So you just go to the doctor, find out what it's going to take to get you started in that healing process, and go for it. But know this, that's not the answer.
Right.
The answer is Jesus.
That's right.
So you, you take that pain medication or you take whatever other medication in order to get you out of that pain, that you can begin to start doing the things necessary to make that walk out into that place called healed and set free. Well, you got to know, you know. You got to know some things. First of all, that Jesus, He loves you. That your Father in heaven loves you even more than you love your own son. He loves you even more than that. You can't even fathom how deep His love is for you. So, you know, we need to take a look at a few things in the Word of God, because I believe some of you are saying that you make a stand, but you've forgotten how to make that stand. You've forgotten what it takes. You've forgotten what's available to you to make that stand. So let's take a look at a few things tonight. But I can give you these things, and you still have to seize up on them yourself and take off with them. But right now in John, and I'm going to get pretty basic here tonight. You know, in John chapter 14, starting in verse 9, Jesus said to him, Philip had said in verse 8, he said, Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. If you show me the Father, that'll be sufficient. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. If you see Jesus, which you can in the Word of God, you can see Jesus. If you've seen Jesus, you've seen your Father in heaven.
Amen.
He said, if you've seen me, he who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. When you read the Word of God, and you read where Jesus said something, or the Holy Spirit wrote these words, when you see that, that's the Father speaking. That's what He's saying about me. That's what He's saying about you. If He says in the Word of God, which He does, that by His stripes, you were healed.
Hallelujah.
That's God saying, I sent my Son. He took on your infirmity. He took the stripes on His back. You were healed that day that happened.
Hallelujah.
So you're already healed. And the Father says it. You already received, you already have your healing. We just have to receive it. We have to once again receive the fullness of who He is.
Yeah.
Well, let's go on a little farther here. Well, let's go down to verse 13. This is what I like. I really like this verse. I don't know how many times I've read this verse. It says, whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Whatever you ask in my name, that I'll do. Now Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Whatever you ask, Jesus said, whatever you ask, it'll be done. Whatever you ask in His name, it'll be done. Now who we hearing from here? The Father. Whatever you ask in Jesus' name, the Father is ready to do. You know why? Because He already did it. You already got it. You already did it. You don't have to stay where you're at. You can move from one point to another because He already did it. And all it takes is to simply say, Father, in Jesus' name, heal this body. I got to where anymore, I don't ask a second time. He didn't say for you to beg.
Right.
He said to ask in Jesus' name,
right,
and it'll be done for you.
Thank
All
you.
I do anymore is, oh, I thank you, Father God, that this body's healed. Oh, I thank you that it's healed. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for healing me. Oh, I thank you that I'm healed. Thank you, Father God. I thank you that I'm healed. I thank you that it's gone from my body.
Hallelujah.
That's some of the stuff that I did. Within 6 months from the time that I went on that morphine, I said, Dr. Mitchell, how should I go off of this? Well, I don't think you'll be able to. Well, how should I go off of it? Easy or slow? Well, you need to take the next 6 months and get off of it. Within 30, 45 days, I was off of the morphine that they had given me for the pain. And not only that was I off the morphine, but the pain was gone too.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I could walk. God, then came the cowboy boots came on that I hadn't worn in a long time. You know. See. But you've got to apply what's in the Word of God to make that trip, see.
Right.
See, and if He already healed you, He already did it, so you might as well accept it. That it's already done. And start believing Him for what He said. Believing Him that He did what He said He did. Which is heal you 2,000 years ago. Let's go on here a little farther. We got some more. I mean, we could stop right there and worship God the rest of the night. And we'd be in good shape. Hallelujah. Hebrews 4, chapter 4. I don't have anything marked, so give me time to get there also. Hebrews chapter 4. Okay, I'm there. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. We found out this morning, we heard this morning when Shelley was teaching you that we heard that grace can be multiplied to you. Did you catch that?
Amen.
And Peter? Grace and peace be multiplied to you. It must be able to be increased. Well, we found that out again the night before. Three witnesses, two nights before and once this morning. The more faith that you walk into, the more grace that you walk into.
Amen.
There must be something to this. All the dots are connecting up. Grace be multiplied to you. So we come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain the mercy and grace necessary for what? To receive the healing in your life, and to walk out of where you're at into something greater, that place called done. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I just, you know, there's a set of audios on the web of Pastor Dave Roberson, place called done. You really ought to listen to those. It'll turn your life around. It'll turn your body around. Take your body a different direction. Take your mouth a different direction at the same time. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hebrews 13. This is the key. This is the key. 13:8, verse 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, back when he walked with the disciples. The same yesterday, today, tonight, right here tonight. The same yesterday, tonight, and tomorrow, forever. Jesus Christ, the same. What he did then, 2,000 years ago, what he did then when he walked with the disciples and that you read about in there, he'll do tonight. He'll do today. And he'll do it tomorrow when you have to face something else.
Amen.
His grace is sufficient. It's there. All you got to do is walk into it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Matthew chapter 4. I told you we'd be going to a lot of places tonight. Matthew chapter 4. How about verse 23? And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Jesus went about healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. And then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases. All these sick people had all kinds of different diseases. There was some there, I'm sure, with arthritis. And there were some there with heart trouble. And there were some there with diabetes. And there were some there probably with cancer. Probably with leprosy. All kinds of diseases. These people were afflicted with various diseases and torments. They were tormented. All kinds of torments. Things that affected their minds and their emotions. They came. And those who were demon-possessed. I mean, they went beyond torment. You know, you're probably here tonight. You might be tormented. I haven't been shown yet that there was a possession here tonight. But this went beyond torment. There were those who were demon-possessed and epileptics and paralytics. In other words, they were crippled beyond repair to the natural eye. They were to be that way forever. And he healed a few of them. One or two here and there, you know, and some he picked over and said, well, you're not good enough, and I'm going to heal you today, but I'm not going to heal you till maybe next week or tomorrow, I don't know, maybe if I feel like it. I just got a headache tonight, so I'm not going to heal you tonight because I got a headache, and I don't feel like it. No, I don't think so. He healed them all.
Amen.
He healed them all, Ruby. He healed them all. He healed them all, Mark. He healed them all. Glory! He healed them all.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How about Matthew chapter 8? I got to see what that says. How about in verse 16? When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with the word. Didn't say he screamed and shouted and cried and blubbered all night long. He cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick.
Hallelujah. Glory.
He healed all who were sick. You got to understand, Jesus, when he walked here on earth, he healed everyone. And Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There was only one place recorded in the Word of God. There's only one place that He didn't heal them all. One place. The rest of the time, He healed them all, regardless where He went. It didn't matter what the infirmity was. He healed them all. And He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
If you're sick tonight, He'll heal you tonight. If you're sick tomorrow, He'll heal you tomorrow. That's Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, that's when Jesus walked. You know, just when Jesus was here. You know, He was walking out there, you know. Well, I tell you what, let's take a look in Acts. We'll take it a little bit farther. How about Acts 14? That'd be a good place to go to. Acts 14. And in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a cripple from his mother's womb who had never walked. This man heard Paul speaking. Paul, observing him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand up, straight on your feet," and he leaped and walked. Was Jesus there? Let's see, was He there physically? No, He wasn't there physically. He was in Paul. Well, yeah, but no. Paul never walked with Jesus. He never walked with Jesus. Paul came along afterwards. Now, Paul done some stonings. Persecuted a few Christians, probably put some to death. Well, Stephen. You know. But Paul didn't walk with Jesus. But yet Jesus is still healing. Why? The same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Don't put up your Bible yet, Pastor David. We're not done. 2 Chronicles. Yeah, we'll go with chapter 7, verse 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. Now, if my people who are called by my name, that's you and I. We're born again. We've given our life over to the Lord Jesus Christ. We've become children of God. We gave our lives to God. We took Him as our Father. Not that we needed. He took us first. All we had to do was acknowledge and say, "Yes, I want to give my life to the Father in heaven. I want to give my life to the Lord Jesus Christ." And it's done. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. Yeah, but you don't understand. I'm a very prideful person. In fact, I come from a long line of prideful people. He says here, if my people who are called by my name, first of all, you need to be born again. Second of all, you need to humble yourself. It will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. What does that mean? Turn to God. When you pray, you turn to God. You give up on yourself and others around you, and you turn your face, you turn yourself to God and begin to seek Him. If they'll humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I will and turn from their wicked ways. A little bit of repentance in there. Can't stay in fornication. You know, can't stay in all them things, you know, pride, jealousy, envy, strife. Can't stay in those things. See, people think they can be in fornication, they can do this, they can do that, all of the flesh and all of these things like jealousy and envy and strife, and they think they're still okay with God. You're not okay with God if you're in sin. I didn't say you wasn't going to heaven. I said you're not okay with God. Your relationship is broken. All you have to do is say, Lord, forgive me, and turn from your wicked ways, and you're on the right track again. You're connected back up with God.
Amen.
That connection that was broken is now repaired. That's all it takes. But he said, turn from their wicked ways. You want to be healed? Maybe you need to seek out God's face. Pray, seek his face. And see just what it is that might be at fault in your life, keeping you from receiving what God has. That's what you're doing. See, that's all you're doing is you're keeping yourself from receiving what God already done. Then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. How many here tonight needs their land healed? I'll take some of it. I'd like to have my land healed. Glory be to God. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See, he's a God full of grace and mercy. Unlimited amount of grace that all you have to do is turn to him. If you'll turn to him and seek his face and turn from those things that are wrong, he'll heal your land. You'll access his grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Mark 11:23-24. Just turn there. I know most of you already know it. Glory be to God. Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed, be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Here we are. We've come full circle back to what? Faith. Faith. So, well, you know, what about forgiveness of sin and so forth? Well, if you turn to God and you say, God, forgive me of my sin, and you receive that cleansing, that forgiveness, that cleansing, that washing of the blood, you had to have faith in order to do that. That's what caused that, because it was already there, available. All you done was take the faith necessary to ask God for forgiveness. But we've come full circle back around to faith now. Doing the things necessary to get that healing in our body. To get that miracle that we need. You can't do it with doubt and unbelief. You know what doubt and unbelief is? Sin.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Is that why he was talking about sin and forgiveness?
Partly.
Also, the other part is maybe some need to clean up their act. I don't know. But see, doubt and unbelief is sin. If you don't believe him for what he says, you've got to ask forgiveness. Say, Father, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I was doubting you. I wasn't believing you for your word. Your word said that you healed me 2,000 years ago, and I wasn't believing you. Glory be to God. You getting anything out of this? Hallelujah. Turn one last place to Luke 18. I just love this. Never really preached on this. Never really preached on this, but hallelujah. He spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. Verse 2. There was a certain city, a judge who did not fear God, not regard man, nor regard man. There was a certain judge. He didn't fear God, nor did he regard man. He had no respect, no regard for man. And you talking about, is he talking about God here? I think not, because he said he didn't fear God. He didn't have any regard for man. And God had enough regard for man that he sent his only son that he be saved. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, "Get justice for me from my adversary." And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, "Though I do not fear God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me." Then the Lord said, "Hear what the unjust said. And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I will tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, he will really find faith on earth." What's that got to do with me getting healed? That devil, he wants to keep you in that pain. He wants to keep you in that body locked up, not able to finish your call, not able to finish the things that God wants you to do. That devil, he's the one that put that illness on you. He's the one that put that infirmity on you. That devil, he's the one that came up with that. It wasn't God.
Right.
It was your enemy.
Amen.
What's this got to do with me? Hey, when you stand before God and you start thanking Him and praising Him and worshiping Him and thanking Him and telling Him how much you love Him, how much you believe in Him, who is the first person to change? You. Your emotions. Your flesh. And who has to let go? And why does He have to let go? The devil has to let go. Why does he have to let go? Because it's your faith that caused him to be moved by the Holy Spirit out of your life. See, the Holy Spirit can only move on faith. That's why when a person, you know, someone lays hands on someone that's tormented by the devil, you know, it's not how loud you tell that devil to leave. It's not how loud you tell that tormenting spirit to leave. It's not anything to do with that. What it is the faith behind it that gives the Holy Spirit the ability to act upon, and the Holy Spirit is the one that moves the infirmity or the torment out of your body. He's the one doing it. I thought it was the anointing. What do you think the anointing is? But the Holy Spirit coming to manifest His presence in your life. Glory to God. What happens when you worship God? You start on that route into more faith. What is it? When you fast, you start in that trip into more faith and less doubt and unbelief. What is it when you pray in other tongues? You build yourself up on your most holy faith, leaving behind a bunch of doubt and unbelief and junk in your life like sin that drug you down. What is it? It's the faith that causes that enemy to let go and your body to be healed. That's why you walk the floor and you say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you that I'm healed. You walk the floor and you say, thank you, Jesus. I love you and praise you. I thank you that I'm healed. And even when the pain is so bad, you say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And you go ahead and take that medication needed to get you by until you go from point A, doubt and unbelief concerning what God done for you, to point B, manifestation of what He done for your life. Amen. Out of it, amen, from one place to another. But listen, listen, it's unfortunate. I can't do it for you. I can pray for you when the gifts are in action and the Holy Spirit is telling me to pray for you. I can pray for you, but I can't make the trip for you. I can get you free of a devil tonight, but you got to do something else in order to cross into that place that the devil can't come back on you.
That's right. Amen.
You got to take some action here.
Yeah.
Help me out here a little bit. Help God out a little bit. Start walking out of a place of doubt and unbelief and sin.
Amen.
And start walking into a place of faith, having faith in God. It was a pretty simple statement. Pretty deep. Have faith in God. Deep for most people. Glory be to God. Stand up. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sure glad I came up with something to preach tonight.
Amen.
I was beginning to get worried. Hallelujah, Jesus. So you got to take that trip out of that doubt and unbelief that's keeping you locked up in that prison and taking you to a place that you're free out of the prison bars.
Amen.
I got that relief from pain that time. After making that visit to that doctor, and I got that relief from pain. Then I could concentrate on what I already knew. I knew it all along. It all came back, you know. But that pain, you know, that he was putting on me because of that, was blinding my thinking processes. So I got free of that pain through that medication. Then I was able to walk the floor. Oh, I worship you and thank you, Father God, that I'm healed. I thank you that my body is free of pain. I thank you that my body is free of pain. I thank you that I'm healed. I thank you that I'm healed. Oh, I worship you and thank you that I'm healed. I thank you that I'm free, Father God. I thank you that I'm free. No disease can stay in my body. I thank you that I'm healed. I thank you that I'm healed. Well, I walked out of that part of it. Some of the rest of it still lingered on. And to this day, I still have to walk it out. You know, I still have to walk it out. But I know that He gave me total healing, free and clear, 2,000 years ago, already paid for. All I've got to do is receive it. You might receive all of it at once. You might receive it in increments. But you're going to receive it if you keep going into Him and after Him and thanking Him for what He did. See?
Thank you.
And that's what I did. I'm just being honest with you and up front. That's what I did. That's what happened. And that's what was going on.
Oh.
Not many even knew what was going on. A few, but not many. Wasn't going to stop till I had it all. So, within about 30, 45 days, Gave her back her pain medication. Kept on walking for the rest of the healing, walking it out. And that may be what you have to do. And don't use my time constraints, my what happened to me. Don't use those times that I give you that happened to me. It might be different for you. You're the one that determines it.
That's right.
You're the one that determines it. Doesn't matter what attaches to your body, it has to leave because of what he done 2,000 years ago. All you got to do is keep going with it. Keep walking it out. Keep calling it. It's yours. It's yours. Keep calling it. It's mine. I thank you for that healing, Father. I thank you for that healing. How much? Ever how much it takes for you to walk out of it. Regardless what it takes. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father, that I'm healed. I glorify you. I thank you, Father, that I'm healed. Oh, I give you glory and honor that my body is healed from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. I thank you that it's healed. I thank you that my body is healed. Oh, I thank you, Father God. I just worship you and thank you and praise you. I thank you that you're a wonderful God, that you'll not give me a serpent or a stone, but you already gave me everything that you had for me. All good things you gave me, Father, because you're my loving Father. Oh, I love you and I praise you. I love you and praise you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A true servant. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen. Did you get anything out of this tonight? Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God.
Should I take my medication? Should I go see a doctor? Well, since you asked me, go ahead. My doctor gave me some medication. Should I take it? Are you healed? Well, no. Well, you take it.
Until you have the manifestation of that healing.
Yeah, but if I take this medication, that means I don't have the faith.
That medication has nothing to do with your faith. You didn't have the faith before you took that medication. You don't have it now until you walk into that faith and get your manifestation of your healing.
Amen. That's right.
Shall we go back over this? Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes we got to say it more than one way in order to get it across. Amen.
Amen.